He always keeps his promises. And to me, that is a wonderful message and a very important one, especially in light of the turbulent times that we live in. It seems like we didn't have the great freedom and the opportunity to rejoice in the peace on earth and goodwill to men, because we had threats from different sectors overseas. We had threats at home. We had situations of mudslides, of earthquakes, quakes in Iran, all over the place. It seems like peace is a very fragile thing. And so it is good to remember that God can be trusted because He always keeps His promises. We, as we look at the year ahead, there might be a sense of foreboding because we've been going through such a rough ride in 2003, and some of us might wonder, what does 2004 hold in store? And I have decided to share a passage from the scriptures that is designed to help us remember that God meant for us to have victory before the storms of life. I call it Storm Rider. It has to do with the fact that God tells us in His Word how we can go from victory unto victory. And I tell you, storms have been, are with us, and will be with us. And if we are able to learn of a strategy that will help us to navigate victoriously through those turbulent times, then we have everything to share with our world. Because there are all sorts of people being thrashed and battered by circumstances and situations that are bigger than themselves and that they really have a hard time coping with. I remember I was in Spain just a few months ago, and I got a phone call from my wife, Glenda, and she said, "Are you sitting down?" I said, "I can sit down." So I sat down. She said, "I've been to see the doctor. And he says, I have a very large lump in one of my breasts, and it is too large to ignore, and we have to do something right away. So he wants a battery of tests done by Friday when you arrive, so you can go from the airport to the hospital." She told me where she was going to be and that sort of thing. I remember I sat down and I prayed for my wife, and I stayed seated there, wondering what this whole thing meant. I can tell you, by God's grace, there was no fear. There was a quiet resolution to trust the Lord in the situation, whatever it meant. And I remember specifically articulating a prayer to the Lord, which I meant with all my heart, with every ounce of integrity and conviction in my being. I asked the Lord, "If this is cancer and you entertain this request, could you please let me have the cancer and let me go through whatever that means and let my wife go on with the family, with whatever needs to happen?" Not trying to sound noble, not trying to sound anything, just really feeling as objectively as I could that things were going to be better off with my request. News can come from any sector and can interrupt and disturb or destroy or try to take away peace from us at any time. Storms happen in life any moment, any time. Storms of all sorts and sizes. And it is great for us if we are able to prepare ourselves, be equipped, be ready, so that we can victoriously face the storms of life. This is a very favorite study and passage in my life, and one that I feel God has called me to engraft in my own heart. And I have had many opportunities to be tested in it. I remember, because of the position that I have all sorts of things. I have to look at our balance sheet every so often. I have to look at what's happening on the fields. I have to deal with situations with our personnel or with our students or with whatever. And I feel a lot like that president of a seminary. He was asked by somebody shortly after he took over as president, 2 months into it. They said, "Well, you know, now that you are president, how are you feeling? How are you doing? Are you okay?" He said, "Hey, I sleep like a baby." He said, "I sleep for an hour, wake up and cry for an hour, and sleep for another."